Hi there. The word for you today is, take time to rest and sharpen. Jesus said in Mark 6 verse 31, come with me to a quiet place and get some rest. A competition was held between two men to see which one could chop down the most trees in a single day. One man was older and more experienced, while the other was younger and less experienced. And that is where the difference showed up. The younger man spent 8 hours chopping down trees, and at the end of the day, he had a total of 25. Believing the older man lacked stamina and youth, he sat down, fully confident that he'd win. Meanwhile, the older man, who'd taken a 10-minute break each hour, ended his day by chopping down 40 trees. In shock, the younger man asked, how is this possible, old man? I didn't stop. You stopped every hour for 10 minutes, and yet you chopped down almost twice as many trees as I did. How's that possible? The older man replied, well, every hour I sit down for 10 minutes and did two things. First, I took time to rest and recharge my batteries. Second, I took time to sharpen my axe. Yes, you were working hard, but you were working with a dull axe. There's an important lesson here for us. In order to succeed at what God's called you to do in life, you must always do these two things. Number one, make time for rest and renewal. You can't always be the one giving out. You must also be willing to stop and take in. And that's where prayer and Bible reading come in. They restore the energies, both physical, mental, and spiritual, that life depletes. And number two, stay sharp. When your axe is dull, it requires more energy and produces fewer results. So, the word for you today is, take time to rest and sharpen.